entered my consulting room in Harley Street at 3 o'clock on the afternoon of 19th of October 1926, a slim, quiet man with tired eyes and all the outward symptoms of someone upon whom habitual speech defect had begun to set the sign. When he left at 5 o'clock, you could see that there was hope once more in his heart. Back then, he was Duke of York. Today, he is King.
Your Majesties.
I think, Patrick, the King might care to sit down.
Of course, ma'am.
And a cigarette?
Oh, indeed, ma'am.
Sir?
May I at once heartily and most sincerely welcome you both back to the palace?
Thank you, Patrick.
I know this might not be the most opportune moment, but if I may be permitted to outline the remainder of this afternoon's and evening's formalities.
I'm sure the King is happy for you to do so.
Thank you, ma'am. I think shortly an appearance on the balcony may be in order, sir. The crowd is already large, and police estimate it could reach 100,000 before too much longer. Official coronation photographs will then be taken in the throne room, before a meeting with other heads of state, foreign dignitaries, the Archbishop of Canterbury, and, of course, the Prime Minister, Mr. Baldwin, his successor, Mr. Chamberlain, and government ministers. After, I dare say, another...